We're talking with Francis McGuy, who is one of the local coordinators of PAWS, People of Albany United for Safe Energy. Initially got a lot of the reputation from fighting the oil bomb trains at the Port of Albany, taking in crude oil, Bakken crude oil from North Dakota and elsewhere. But have branched on to a lot of other issues since then. Very focused on climate, but certainly also various environmental issues. So, for instance, what prompted you to decide to get active with PAWS?
Well, first, thanks for having me on the show. And I was just looking to get more involved with climate activism. And I'm from this area, but I had just recently moved back after a stint away. I think I was just looking for more organizations to get involved with, and I went to a recruitment event and you guys got me hooked, and that was like 7-8 months ago now.
So what are some of the issues that PAWS works on that do you particularly participate in and get motivated by?
So one of the more recent campaigns we've been working on that I've been pretty involved with is called Buy Local, Grow Local. This just started at the very end of March. And it's a campaign that we basically started because because of the conditions that we were seeing in terms of the slowdown in fossil fuel usage and the benefits we're seeing for the environment, but at the same time the weaknesses in the just-in-time supply chain and how that can fall apart under certain crisis conditions. And we basically wanted to do something to strengthen local economies and at the same time encourage people to grow their own food, both of which we think will make our local economies and communities more resilient and also reduce fossil fuels going forward. And we really hope to kind of latch on to the public awareness around fossil fuel and pollution emissions going down, and try to get people motivated into changing their lifestyles in a way that keeps emissions and pollution down.
So I guess you're saying that it's probably better to find a local company, seller to purchase things rather than purchasing from Amazon. And I understand there's a website being developed to sort of facilitate this.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I can't remember the exact statistic right now, but when business is done with mom and pop stores and small businesses, a lot more of that money stays in the community and gets circulated around and strengthens our local economy. Whereas when we go to big box stores or buy things from Amazon, a lot of that money just goes off. I mean, workers aren't always treated very well at small companies, but they sure aren't treated well in big companies by and large. And so we just want to kind of strengthen the local economy by promoting small businesses, and especially those that are socially responsible and sustainable, which is the criteria that must be met to be listed on our new website, which is buylocalgrowlocal.org. So we just launched that website about a couple weeks ago.
So what are some of the climate issues you're working on presently with the group or focusing upon? Or I should say other climate issues.
Okay, yeah. You mean in PAWS more broadly?
Yes.
Okay. I mean,
what are you guys doing in terms of trying to reduce carbon emissions or build out more, renewable energy?
Right.
What are some of those campaigns?
Yeah, so some of our members have been working on divestment campaigns and lobbying efforts to pass several state-level legislative bills, including the Off Fossil Fuels Act that would prevent new fossil fuel infrastructure projects, and the Divestment Act.
I believe the divestment is trying to get the state pension fund not to, you know, have $12 billion invested in Exxon and Chevron and other fossil fuel companies.
Right, right. Yeah. And then another large campaign that that we run that also is about climate, of course, is Zero Waste. I don't know. I think it's at least a year or two old now. And basically, the idea there is just to reduce waste because it's wasteful of, you know, valuable resources, but also the methane released from organic matter that goes to landfills is one of the largest producers of methane, which is an incredibly potent greenhouse gas, 84 times the strength of CO2 in the near term. And in the local area, methane actually is a very significant amount of the total emissions. For Albany, for example, it's 10% just from trash rotting in the landfills in Albany.
Right. So the general idea is produce less waste, but also the organic waste, food waste, you know, composted. One of the issues that I wanted to also talk about was, I know the PAWS, like many other climate groups, have been working recently to develop, you know, a position to sort of articulate the relationship between climate change and the Black Lives Matter movement and the need, you know, racial justice and equality has to be part of the center core of the climate justice movement.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, we've been thinking about that a bit, and we released a statement in solidarity with Black Lives Matter. And it's true that, like, with climate change, the most the hardest hit communities are largely Black communities, poor communities, and otherwise disproportionately economically impacted communities. And we think it's really important that as we move forward with the CLCPA, that's the statewide climate legislation, that we emphasize the need to fund mitigation of climate change in poor and Black communities. I think it's actually written into the bill to some degree, and we're going to be pushing to make sure that the provisions get followed and the funding goes where it needs to support those communities and, you know, help retrofit them so that the housing is both more affordable to heat and doesn't waste as much energy in heating and cooling. But also because those communities are historically very underserved, and as a nation that was built on the labor of Black and brown people, it's about time that we recognize that and do what we can to right our wrongs.
So if people want to get involved with PAWS, find out more information about PAWS, how best can they do that?
We have a website. It's the fourth Thursday of every month. We meet 5:30 to 7. Anyone is welcome. And we also have an email list that that we send occasional informational emails about climate change and also remind people about our meetings. So if you contact either me or Mark, we can put you on that list.
We're out of time. I want to thank Francis McGuy from PAWS, People of Albany United for Safe Energy. And this has been Mark Dunley for the Hudson Mohawk Radio Network.